Good morning and welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this September Sunday, the seventeenth Sunday after Pentecost. It's glad to be here together to worship God together at this place and at this time. God has given us another day to live in this world. Isn't that a gift? And let us be grateful for that gift that God has given us to see one more day. And God wants us to be here because not anything because of what we have done, but he has his mercies and his faithfulness new every morning. And also he has a plan for us to be a blessing to this world. One more day. That's it. We'll take it like that. So God is good and he's good all the time. It's glad to be here together worshiping God. The announcements are listed at the second page in your bulletin if you want to follow with me on that. The Georgia Mountain Food Bank, a ministry that we have been part of for a long time. We still continue to be part of that. So please donate in cash and kind. There's a list, a yellow sticky list on there on the notice board with the items that they really need. Please look at that if you want to bring some items in the food bin, which is at the back of the door here. My book is still on sale, which will benefit our Piedmont missions. It's $10. And also the address is listed there for your communication with the church if you have anything to mail in. Our October cooking class will be on the second Saturday of October 9th at 10 a.m. We are still looking for volunteers to sign up. If you are interested, please meet with me or meet Margaret. We can work it out. Our October art class will be the third Saturday in October, which is the 16th. Wayne is teaching that class. And we had a great class yesterday. So we had been drawing each other, basically. But I don't know how it turned out, but nobody looked like any one of us. But it is a great time to be here, especially if you are by yourself living and you need a time break to take your mind away from a lot of things. Come for this. And Wayne is doing a great job. He's very patient and he will let your talents come out. So please join us. It's a fun time and we actually went to lunch after that. So please join us, even if you don't know how to draw, at least for come for the fellowship. It is a good time together. And the admin council meeting will be today. After the service, we'll be meeting at the fellowship hall after, right after the service. Please stay for that. We have some important decisions that we need to make regarding the next year, the leadership team, and also our budget, because our charge conference of the district is coming up on October 24th on Sunday. I will let you know the time. So we need to have some of these documents ready by that time. So please join us right after service. Before we go there, right after we walk out from here, we will have a dedication prayer. We will meet at the prayer garden next to the door here as we walk out. We will be dedicating some stones in memory of some of our loving members who passed from us. So please join us. And you want to say anything, Margaret?
Anyone wants to place one there for their family member that here
actually
ordered their stone for them.
Okay. So we'll have a dedication prayer for those memorial stones outside in the prayer garden. The attendance and collections are listed there for your continued participation and prayer. Thank you for supporting this church and also the work of God and the kingdom of God in this community and around the world. And also, please note that we accept our donations by credit card or debit card online. Please go to piedmontumc.com, our website, which is listed on the front of the bulletin. Please go there and look for online giving. There are many options there. You can choose one of them, bank draft, debit, credit, Zelle, many other options there, which may be convenient for many of you if you want to do that way. Are there any other announcements? I think we want to have a seniors breakfast or lunch that we talked about.
We talked about maybe going to the Golden Corral like they used to do once a month for lunch.
Okay. If you want to start that, it's not seniors, we can go into it. $55? All right.
You qualify.
So please meet with Wayne. Now he said seniors lunch, but we can, everybody can join. I am assuming, right? So please meet with Wayne. Let's have a get together, and we can have a good lunch. And I know you used to have something like that before, and some of us miss it, according to what I hear. So please join us and get together, and let us know when you are meeting, and we'll join together for a lunch for that.
Next Sunday
is eating
Sunday.
Yeah, next. We love to eat when it comes to food. I mean, we love it. So next Sunday after service, we have our celebration of birthdays and anniversaries and any other celebrations that we have for the month. So we will have a special prayer here and then we'll have luncheon as we usually do last Sunday of the month. So please join and also bring your relatives or friends or anybody who wants to come for the lunch. Please have them come.
I have one more announcement.
Okay.
Jan has one more announcement.
Who? Jan. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, the craft.
We'll be talking about the craft. Yes. Okay. Jan has one more announcement. Long ago, not so long ago, but I feel like it, up north at Christmas time, a lot of the churches have craft fairs. They make easy things, and I know some things. They go into their could help decorate before the day. It's a one day, or it's just, you know,
it's a fundraiser.
Okay, so fundraise for the church. So you'll be making some crafts out of those items.
Yeah.
And then we'll be selling it to the congregation and outside, maybe?
We can do outside, we can do inside.
Okay.
It depends where people see. I'm still thinking Christmas in New York. You're not doing it outside. But here, you could.
You could, okay.
And women made pumpkin for us. Cranberry bread or whatever, like a basin.
Okay.
So there's a lot to do, but if everybody did a little bit, it is a little bit here.
Okay.
It's a little
all right. Yeah. So meet with Jan or Margaret and
Lou. Absolutely. Lou joined us on Wednesday. She made a beautiful.
So do you have some items? Maybe next Sunday we can show.
Yeah.
And what it looks like, so we know what to bring.
Okay.
All right, great, great ideas. Thank you for doing that.
If nothing else, we get to hang out together.
Yep.
And we can take the decorations home.
Okay, are there any other announcements? If not, let us worship God together. God is good. This is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn. Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing. Please stand for it if you're able.
Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing, my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. Gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread to all the earth abroad the honors of Thy name. Jesus, a name that charms our fears, that bids our sorrows cease. This music is sinners' tears, his life and health and peace. He breaks the power of cancer sin, he sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean, his blood away for me.
Please be seated. Let us go to God in prayer. Almighty and everlasting God, you formed everything from nothing and you created us out of our mothers. And we thank you for your great, great blessing that you shower upon us in this world by giving us a life here. We thank you for the gift of life and the many blessings that come with us. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you sent to this world to die for us so that we could be redeemed from our sinful nature and be called your Father. You are the Father, the Almighty God, our Creator, and the Everlasting One. We also worship you and adore you because you are the Triune God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, three in one. We glorify your name at this time, Lord, as we gather together in your name to worship you together with all the saints in this world and angels in heaven and saints in heaven together, honoring you and worshiping you together. Bless us, Lord, today to worship you in truth and in spirit, that each of us here will feel your presence and filled by your Holy Spirit as we go from this place. May your name be lifted up and your people be blessed today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It is our greeting time now. If you are able, please rise up and greet each other in Christian love.
Morning, y'all.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey, Terry.
The next song is going to be The Old Rugged Cross. Margaret and JD requested that we do this today because it was Eddie's favorite song. And JD would like to say a couple of words about that.
Yes, I thank everybody here for being with Eddie. He's set over here. Fine fellow. He's come by his church every day. He said, that's good news. He was here. Fine fellow. Thank you, sir.
This is a tribute to Eddie. I want to say it to Eddie, this is for you. Come on, everybody sing.
Yes, yeah. Can you put that picture back one more time? Because, Eddie was something for this church. He was here every Sunday, even when he was on a walker, He would not miss a Sunday. And he brings a kind of energy and excitement to the crowd wherever he used to be in. And he has some funny stories and some comments that make you laugh, sometimes that make you cry as well. So he was a person of faith. And I'm sure that that tribute that we sang today, he is receiving that trophy from his Lord today. So let us remember his family in our prayers and we miss him. So our responsive reading is taken from Psalm 43 verses 1 through 5. If you are able, please stand for the reading. Vindicate me, O God, and defend my cause against an ungodly people. From the deceitful and unjust, deliver me.
For you are God, in whom I take refuge. My enemy has cast me off. One has done more because of the oppression of the enemy.
O send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling.
Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and I will praise you with the lyre, my O God, my God.
Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me?
Hope in God, whom again I shall praise, my help and my God.
It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. It is our prayer time now as we come before God with our prayers of blessings and concerns. We will share our prayers of blessings first, and then we'll thank God for all the blessings that we receive from God. And thank him for that. And also, at the same time, we will share our prayers of burdens and concerns together and then lift them up to the throne of grace of God, trusting in the promise that God will answer our prayers according to his time and his will, which is much better than ours. So let us trust in that promise that God is listening to our prayers and bring all of our prayers of concerns and blessings together at this time. The regular prayer items are listed at the back of the bulletin if you want to turn with me. A couple of items that we want to pray especially, particularly is about Martha. She broke her toe again this morning. So she was supposed to be here today and she's in pain. Martha will be praying for you. And thank you for joining online.
Thank you.
And she will be joining for the admin council meeting also online. She will have to go back to the chemo sessions. We don't know the schedules yet, but she will let us know. Please keep her in our prayers.
And I should find out tomorrow when my chemo starts.
Okay. We'll keep us posted, so we'll continue to pray for you. And let us keep Jack in our prayers as he's not having a good time lately. Okay. And Linda is here. We need to pray for both of them. But Jack's situation is every day up and down. He's in hospice now at home. And Linda is taking care of him. And she's also working hard and doing a lot of things together. And we keep you in our prayers, Linda. And let him know that we love him. And we love you guys. And pray for Kevin. He's at the back today. He usually comes here and sits with us and singing. He can't sing today. He has been going on with him for a few weeks now, right? About his breathing problem, and he's in a bad situation today. But I'm glad that he's here today, and let us thank God for his health and pray that he will continue to be healed. God's healing hand will touch him today as we pray and heal him completely. So please keep Kevin and also Gail in our prayers. I know Wayne came back from the funeral of his sister And please keep him and his family in all prayers as they're grieving the death of his sister. And continue to keep Miss Lou and her family grieving at the death of James, and also Eddie's family as well.
That one as a prayer for the Russell family.
The Russell family.
Believe it or not, another one of my first cousins passed away yesterday. In Kansas.
Kansas.
She passed away from a shooting without a prayer. I mean, the family without a prayer because the father died. The husband died, and believe it, she died from a broken heart.
Oh. I'm glad to see Bob back here today again, and thanks be to God for that and for his health. We continue to pray. And also we had good news from Kathy's son that his finger is getting back to pretty much okay now. So please continue to keep him in our prayers as well. You know, her gene is not really doing well. We were planning on having him preach to us on Zoom, but yesterday we heard something like he's not in a good situation now. So we may not be able to do that. But keep him in our prayers and also his family. Are there any special call-outs?
I have a praise. It's a praise for me because my son, and because I have that invitation to church, he has lived his life of Christ all these years. So that was just I was so thrilled when he told me that. Just invite somebody to church and change somebody's life.
That's good. What's his name?
Steve Rosser.
Thank God for that. Yeah. Never know when we talk to somebody about Jesus or bring somebody to the church, you never know what that is going to do. So sometimes we may not see it immediately, but years later, this is the kind of testimony we hear. That's what
it's not that did,
the Holy Spirit.
The church, he met Jesus.
It's good to hear that. Okay. Any others?
I forgot to tell you that I lost another one of my family members Wednesday. He was an over-road truck driver. He was just in his 30s, and now he came home. He was sick, and they took him to the doctor. He was back to the hospital. He was laid over cancer. He passed away Wednesday. He was just in his 30s. Oh, I have no family after a while.
I know Miss Lou is going through a tough time with a lot of family members passing away. But as we get older, you're all going to be in that situation. When we get older, you get to hear more of our people passing. Somebody told me late one day recently that I have more friends up there than I do have here. That happens. but God is good regardless of where we are, because we are all one family, no matter where we're in heaven or here. We'll be together one day in God's presence, regardless. Yes, yes. So that is our hope. So we'll pray for you, Lou, and your family, and let them know that we have been praying for them. Okay. If there are no other call outs, let us go to God in prayer together. Spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then I will close with a summarized prayer. Oh, loving and gracious Father, we come before you as your children because you loved us so much that you sent your son to die for us. We come before you with the boldness of the Holy Spirit, who empowers us to come before you and share our prayers of blessings as well as our burdens together before you. We thank you for the gift of life and the many blessings that you shower upon us along with it. It is not because of something that we did or because of who we are, only because of who you are, only because of your grace and mercies. We come before you as people with a grateful heart for giving us all the blessings, even when we don't deserve it. At the same time, we also bring before you our burdens and concerns together. Some of us are broken in our bodies and some of us are broken in our souls and spirits. But you know our situation and our condition more than we do. And we trust in your promise that you will answer our prayers according to your grace and your mercy and according to your will. We thank you for all the healing that you have been showering on your people during this time. Particularly, we thank you for the good news that we heard about Kathy's son who's having recovery from his finger, and also many other healing that you have been giving us through your mercy, Lord. And also at the same time, we lift up those who are sick in their bodies and in their spirits. Particularly, we lift up Martha in your hands at this time, as we heard that she broke her toe this morning. We pray for your healing hand to touch her at this time as we pray. As we pray with the power of the Holy Spirit and with a trust in your promise that you will heal our bodies when we pray united in spirit. We claim that healing today for Martha and also Kevin as we pray for their healing. Touch them, Lord, with your healing hand and heal them right now as we trust, Lord. Bless them as a family and give them your peace as they continue with their healing process. We also pray for Jack. We pray that your grace be upon him and the Holy Spirit will be there with him at this time as we pray, and continue to give him the strength and the hope that you can only give. And we also lift up Linda in your hands, Lord. We pray for your grace upon her at this time so that she can handle all the things that she needs to handle with the care of Jack and all the other things that come with it. Bless her with your peace and comfort them both with your presence, Lord. We also pray for all those families are grieving at the death of their dear ones, particularly the Lou's family who have lost many members during this time. And also we pray for Eddie's family, and we pray for the Clements family, and all those who are grieving because of the death of their dear ones. And we know that you are the only one who can give them peace that passeth all understanding, that can be everlasting. And it's not like the peace that the world gives, but it is a peace that will last forever. We pray that you will give them and grant them and give that peace to them and all the family members of these people who are grieving. We thank you for the good news that we heard through Margaret about Steve. Thank you for the grace that you have shown to him to open his heart for you. Bless him and his family as well. And thank you for giving him the grace to know you in his heart and his life. We pray for all of those who have received you as their savior in their lives like that recently. Bless them and guide them, Lord. We thank you for bringing Bob here today, and also Kathy, and all of those who are being ailing in their bodies. And thank you for all the grace that you have been giving them through your Holy Spirit. We come before you as your children so that we know that you will fill us with your Holy Spirit as we go from this place, Lord. Bless us, Lord, with the power of the Holy Spirit so that we can be witnesses wherever you place us in the days to come, so that we'll be faithful in whatever we do to spread your love, your care and compassion to others. We thank you again for this service and this church. Help us to do your ministry in this community faithfully, to do it effectively, and use the opportunities that you have given us, particularly the plans that we have for the future, our preschool, and many other things that we have been planning, so that we can be more engaging in the community and to be a blessing in this place and also to this world. Help us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit today in our dedication, in our meditation of the word, in our singing, in our prayers. Let your name be lifted up and your people be blessed. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come and take up the offering, please. Thank you. We stand for the doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let us pray. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, we come before you with a portion of what you have blessed us with, Lord, to use this for the furtherance of your kingdom in this world. We thank you for the many blessings that you have given us through our lives. And also, we above all thank you for Jesus Christ you have given us, that more than we could ever deserve. Thank you for the gift of eternal life that you have given us through him. We come before you with this gift so that use it and make it a blessing for the people in this community and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated as we have a dedication special now.
This morning, we wanted to do Softly and Tenderly in honor of Matthew Hogue, Martha's son, James Hughes, Lou's husband, and Bobby Rogers, Norma's wife, to go along with our dedication prayer today. It's supposed to be a duet, yeah, but it's just... Softly and tenderly, Jesus, our keep calling for you and for me. See on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you.
Thank you, Gail and Kevin.
Thank you, Martha. You're welcome.
If you're able, please stand for the scripture reading. Scripture reading is taken from the book of Job, chapter 2, verses 3 to 10.
Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil. And he still maintains his integrity. Though you indicated me against him to ruin him without any reason." "Skin for skin," Satan replied, "a man will give all he has for his own life. But now stretch out your hand and strike his flesh and bones, and he will surely curse you to your face." The Lord said to Satan, "Very well." "Then he is in your hands, but you spare him his life." So Satan went out of the presence of the Lord and afflicted Job with painful sores from the soles of his feet to the crown of his head. Then Job took a piece of broken pottery and scraped himself with it as he sat among the ashes. His wife said to him, "Are you still maintaining your integrity? Curse God and die." He replied, "You are talking like a foolish woman. Shall he accept good from God and not trouble?" In all this, Job did not sin in what he said. This is word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God and living word, we thank you for the gift of your word that you gave us to be our life and our spirit. As we come before your word, we pray for your anointing to me and also on the people gathered here today. Help us to be humble before your word so that it will go inside our hearts. Help us to be obedient to your word so that we will obey your commandments as you guide us in the days to come. Above all, give us the humility and illumine our souls so that we can see the hidden spiritual truths behind your words. Bless us, Lord, so that we can be empowered by your word as we go from this place. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we are meditating on the book of Job last Sunday, and I preached about Job. Sometimes I say Job, but it is Job. So please bear with me on that one. you know who it is. Job is a book in the Bible which is considered to be the oldest book in the Bible written. That's what it's considered to be. It is a very interesting book in the sense that it has very deep, deep spiritual meaning as well as daily life's applications that we can use in our daily lives. A person who was very rich and wealthy, who was a righteous man in front of God, God himself testifies about him in the word that Job was a righteous man. But even with all his righteousness and his dedication to God and his commitment to the kingdom of God, he had to go through a terrible, terrible situation in his life that we could not even fathom it. He lost everything that he had, his livestock, his wealth, his 10 children, and everything that he acquired as successful in this world as you and I consider was taken away from him in the splash of a few days, maybe. And he could not understand it, and we cannot understand it. In fact, when we were in a Bible study, a PhD student from theology school was trying to explain to me that the book of Job is not a real story. He said, "You can't have people like that living. It's somebody's fascination that actually they wrote this story for us, so that we can learn from it. But I believe it is a true story, because there are people today who are going through this. And I asked him about the people in Haiti who lost, some of them are still surviving with everything they lost in a split of a second in the earthquake that happened several years ago. And they had another one recently. So it is not unusual this happens, but we don't know the whole details of what happened to Job's situation, but we know that these were all taken away from him one by one in the matter of a few hours or days. And we know that there was a planning behind it by the devil, who went to God and asked permission to test Job. And we know that God has to give permission to do anything. The devil can't touch us. You know that. Amen. If you don't, remember that. God has to give permission even to the devil, because God is in control of every moment of our lives. And God is a good God, and he would not give permission to the devil to touch us. So God gave him the, finally said, you know, I'll give everything to you and test him on his faith. And the devil thought it was a big party time. And we looked at how Job's life changed, and how he got everything back after all the ordeal that he had went through. He had sores in his body. He got sick, and his friends started to depart from him. And his wife is today's sermon topic that I wanted to bring in, because she told him at one point to curse God and die, because she couldn't take it anymore. And one thing that we read, and I talked to you last time about the whole thing, is that Job is the one who stayed through all the things, even though everything else was taken from his wife was also with him. We don't see a second wife for Job. So if Job went through all these things, I'm sure Job's wife went through the same thing, maybe even worse. Because the one who cares for a sick one will know how much hard it is to take care of somebody. And many of you are going through that. It is not easy to be Job's wife. But many theologians and many commentators have not spared Job's wife and have been cruel to her through history. And many commentators, like even the saints, Saint Augustine, label her as the devil's accomplice, because she told him to curse God. And Calvin called her a diabolical fury. And many other commentators have been rude to her, saying that she was not the right person to be with him. And she didn't, because she said that. Now, I was reading about a cemetery sign in England that says the person who was buried there was Anna Wallace. And somebody had this plaque listed on her cemetery saying, "The children of Israel wanted bread, and the Lord sent them manna. Old clerk Wallace wanted a wife, and the devil sent him Anna." So many people think that the devil sent Job's wife to test his faith, but I don't believe so. The devil was testing not only Job, but he was also testing Job's wife. Because the devil knew that she was committed to the covenant of marriage that she did to Job will not be broken. And the devil knew that. And she was also being tested during that time. That's what I believe, no matter what the saints say or the scholars say. Her name is not listed anywhere, just a woman, just Job's wife. That is what is listed. There's only three times that we see Job's wife enters into this picture of the story. The one of them is in second chapter, where we just read that she said to him to curse God and die. That's one thing, one time. And the two other times is about Job crying out that even his wife is not coming near him. And he says that my breath is offensive to my wife because of his sickness. And another time in 31, chapter 31, he was praying to God to take his life away. And also he's praying like this, may my wife be the servant of another man. He's praying for his wife situation as well. So those are the only three times that her name is not mentioned, but she is mentioned only three times like this. But she was a silent sufferer behind Job in his suffering. They both went together through all the ordeals that they had to go through. Without Job's wife, there would not have been a second Job. We see that God replaced everything twofold after his testing, and he came out successfully after the testing of the devil. He got 10 more children. He got double his wealth. He became again rich and famous, but his wife also stayed through him through all these ordeals. A wife who stayed through it all. She gave birth to another 10 more children. Think about it. She had 10 before, and she gave birth to another 10 children after the test period was over and God blessed Job again. So in other words, she gave birth to 20 children. You know how many years that she had to carry babies? That's a lot of years. I think it is about 15 or 16 years of carrying children. And then think about the labor and the work that she had to put up with raising these children. Only a mother can know how hard it is to raise these children. So the hard work and the pain that this woman went through is not really being recognized. Her endurance is remarkable. Her name is, like I said, is not even mentioned, but she stayed with Job silently without a name. This time when we see people are filing for divorces, and you will see that $99 divorces, billboards. You can just get a divorce for $99, go to an attorney. That's what they're advertising on the billboards. It's so very easy. And I was looking at some of the things that happened these words. I mean, you all know about it, how easy people divorce these days. Particularly in this time of having prenuptial agreements before you get married, you make sure that you have an agreement in addition to the covenant agreement that you're getting married, so you will be covered either way. So this is the world that we are living in. There was a court case in India that I heard recently on TV that a young woman, 27 years old, married for 3 years, have one child, she filed for divorce because her husband got transferred to another state. She doesn't want to go. Simple thing, but that's the reason why she's filing for divorce. But the Hindu judge, remarkable. He told them to go back to read the Hindu religious book and look at some historical person in their book and see what happened to them. And then he told them that it's not a reason for divorce. You are covenantly married to him and you have to go with him. So that's what he told him. There are so many other things. There's people who have listed snoring as a reason for divorce. One of the reasons is my husband snores a lot. And then there was another court case. They had a list of items that was listed in the court case for divorce. One of them was that they could not agree on how to put the toilet paper. They could not agree. You know, one person wants to have it rolled outside, and then the other person comes in and puts it back. I was thinking they could have two bathrooms and settle the issues. But look at this world that we are in. It is so very easy and tempting to get divorces, and people are becoming so much selfish and self-centered. And we want our part to be to win, no matter how silly it is. I want to be the winner. But here is a situation where Job's wife took her covenant relationship seriously. And I believe only because she knew the living God that Job also knew. And she knew that there is a God who is working through all us in the midst of this. And I have to take this relationship of my marriage very seriously. She could have easily walked away from him. There was nothing stopping him because all his friends left. That's the situation when everything at the bottom of that situation, when she was at the bottom point of her life, probably that's when she said with desperation that Joab cursed God and died. I would not blame her for that. How many times have we done that? It may not be with my words, but with our hearts, we probably have thought about it. Where is my God? Why do I have to follow this God when I see this suffering and pain for a righteous man in front of my eyes? I can't take it anymore. How many times have we said that when we don't understand certain things? She was a selfless woman who went through it all and stayed through it all. I commend all those husbands and wives who have to go through these kind of situations and then holding on to that sacred covenant of marriage to be sacred and holding on to each other rather than walking away. It is easy to walk away from these things, but God has put us in a covenant relationship together. We are not to walk away from each other. We have to support each other and lift each other up when we need each other. And that is what the covenant relationship of marriage is. Love and faithfulness of this woman is remarkable. They are remarkable in her life when I look at it. She continued the mission of mercy without any resources. She lost everything just like Joab. But she still had to take care of Joab with whatever she had. They had nothing left after all these things were taken away from him. While we weep with Joab, we miss the faithful, loving presence of his wife. She put aside her own grief to stay and care for her husband. The drain and the caring and the agony and day after day, the labor, the work that she had to put up with to take care of him, with all the sufferings that she had to go through. And also seeing the suffering pain of Job is probably more the worst things that she could take. So this is what I find remarkable in Job's wife that we can follow. No matter what happens in our lives, God has put us together in a relationship with your husband and wife or whatever, parents and children, brothers and sisters. We have a responsibility to each other, to lift each other up, to not to live in times of hardships and pain, but to support them and pray for them and care for them. That is what the example that we get from Job's wife. We don't read God condemning Job's wife. We don't read that. God ever says anything against her, even though she said, curse God and die. We don't read that God condemns her. And we don't even read that Job also condemned her anywhere. The only thing that Job was telling her was that you are speaking like a foolish woman. That's what he said. So he was not really condemning her. He was being compassionate to her because he could understand how the pain and suffering that she had to go through. So he was telling her, sweetheart, this is not you talking. This doesn't sound like the woman of God that I loved and I married. Let us remember God's promises. Let us remember God's goodness. Aren't we to take the bad things also from God along with the good things? That's what he was trying to be compassionate to her and supporting her during that time. So she was a hardworking, nurturing mother. Above all, she was a compassionate and faithful wife who held on to everything. And that's when Job became a second man, only because of his wife behind it. And that's what I believe. And it's unlikely that such a man like Job could have been in his success before the testing and also after the testing would be possible without his wife's presence with him. I believe also that Job's wife was one of the most beautiful women in history, because it says that after he was restored and his wealth was restored and he got another 10 children. And the Bible says that the daughters that he got after that were the most beautiful women ever lived in the world. And I only believe because only a beautiful mother can give birth to beautiful children. So I believe that Job's wife was the most beautiful woman in this world. So regardless of whatever you think or what the commentators say, I have great regard for Job's wife. She was the one who went through with all of it. And she also was tested by the devil, and not she was testing Job, but the devil was testing her also during this situation. In Proverbs, we read about a woman, a virtuous woman like this. She watches over the affairs of her household. Her children arise and call her blessed. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. That is what Job's wife was. A woman who was beautiful inside and outside, who needs to be praised just like Job. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place and commit our lives into his hands to care for others. Amen. The closing hymn is, I am thine, O Lord. It is in the book also, 419. It will be on the screen as well. If you are able, please stand for the closing hymn.
Nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross.
People of God, go in the knowledge that God is with us regardless of where we are. Let us commit ourselves into his hands to share his love and care and compassion to our brothers and sisters, our husbands and wives, our children, whoever we meet with. Share the love of Christ to others. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. Please join us for the dedication service and the prayer at the entrance there. Please stay there for a couple of minutes, and also for the council meeting after that.